From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This week, an NPR report spotlighted corruption in Iraq's government, covering some draft findings of State Department investigators in Baghdad. The report said the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has done little to combat corruption in its ranks. It also said Maliki has interfered with the work of what's supposed to be an independent government watchdog, the Commission on Public Integrity. The head of that agency recently left Iraq, ostensibly to attend a training session in the U.S. Before he left, he gave an exclusive interview to NPR, but he said we could only air that interview if one of the following things happened: if he was arrested, killed, or if he managed to get his family safely out of Iraq. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
Radi Hassan al-Radi has been head of the Commission on Public Integrity for 3 years, and he says the government corruption he's seen since then has been widespread and costly.
Most ministries are involved. Some officials, such as the Minister of Defense, have been dismissed, but we have about $4 billion in corruption cases there, $2 billion in cases involving the Interior Ministry.
In total, Radi says his agency was investigating fraud and bribery cases believed to have cost the Iraqi government about $11 billion. Documents from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, obtained by NPR, confirm Radi's claim of widespread corruption in the Iraqi government. One draft report shows that in the six-month period between September 2006 and February 2007, high-level Iraqi officials quashed 48 corruption cases involving more than 100 defendants. Radi alleges that his agency was blocked from pursuing some cases that directly involved current and former government ministers and at least one member of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's family. He says the prime minister promptly closed a case involving the former transportation minister, Salam al-Maliki, and that his office issued secret orders blocking the prosecution of at least three other top officials.
We received different secret orders blocking prosecution of former and current ministers.
He produces a copy of a letter that appears to be from the prime minister's office, signed not by Maliki but by his chief of staff. Radi says that's so the prime minister can deny involvement if he has to. A few days after giving this interview, Radi al-Radi left Baghdad with some members of his staff to attend what he says was a previously scheduled training session in Washington, D.C. About a week after that, Prime Minister Maliki told reporters that Radi had violated a government travel ban and accused him of fleeing Iraq to avoid charges against him in Parliament.
And in the following week, Parliament was supposed to vote on withdrawing confidence from him, sacking him, and referring him to the courts.
Radi says the charges were trumped up by Maliki's allies, and he says the reason he was able to leave Baghdad was simply that there was no travel ban against him. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad declined to answer specific questions about its report on corruption, but stressed that it was a draft and said there were doubts about the veracity of some of the sources used. The draft report said that Maliki's government was incapable of even the most basic enforcement of its own anti-corruption laws. It said the government had attempted to starve the Commission on Public Integrity by withholding its resources, and it accused government officials of trying to politicize the agency. It said criminal elements in some government ministries were so violent and so dangerous that commission inspectors couldn't do their work in safety. The report paid particular attention to Iraq's Interior Ministry, which supervises police forces.
We've had a lot of corruption cases, but the only ones that ever get to the courts are the ones against low-level employees who don't have powerful friends to protect them.
This man works at the Ministry of Interior. He's asked that we not use his name for this report because he could lose his job or worse if he were caught talking about corruption at the ministry. He says official crime takes place at all levels of the department, from the lowest level police officers who have to buy their jobs to high officials who take bribes to allow suppliers to provide shoddy equipment at high prices.
For example, just look at the contracts to buy armored vests for the police. The sample they showed us was high quality. The actual vests were poorly made. No one ever followed through on that case.
Like departments of government in the United States, each Iraqi ministry has its own inspector general, but our informant says many of them are political hacks.
The Inspector General of the Interior Ministry is Akil Al-Tarahi. He's from the Dawa Party. Any high position has to be filled by someone from the big parties.
Our source says Al-Tarahi, who's from the Prime Minister's party, has no prior experience that would qualify him to be an Inspector General. He says corruption at the ministry has prevented the police from gaining much-needed training. Courses offered by countries such as Britain and Germany are popular with senior police officials who want to relax with a junket abroad.
Instead of sending the professionals to learn new fingerprinting techniques, we sent the ministry's food manager because he was willing to pay a bribe to go on a 2 or 3 month vacation.
Our source says that part of the problem is turnover among American military units that train and advise the Iraqi police. When one unit goes home, a corrupt official will ask its replacement to pay again for items that were stolen the first time around. Judge Roddy, the head of the Commission on Public Integrity, says the criminals in government shield their activities by threatening anyone who's willing to act against them.
Two men from the Ministry of Trade came here to my office and accused me of working against the Shia. They said they were going to do something about it, and they threatened my life.
He doesn't take the threats lightly. The draft State Department report says 12 members of the commission have been murdered in the line of duty. Prime Minister Maliki suggested that the judge's decision to leave the country is proof that he was guilty of the charges leveled against him in Parliament. Maliki also accused the judge of tampering with evidence.
And I believe that he may have hidden some documents or changed some documents before he left the country.
So far, Iraqi newspapers that have covered the story have focused on the prime minister's contention that Roddy is a fugitive who should be brought to justice for his crimes. As long as he remains outside Iraq, it's uncertain whether the head of Iraq's anti-corruption watchdog agency can clear his own name, much less make a case against the officials he says are raiding his country's treasury. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.